The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the second half of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
Thank you guys for sticking around and tuning in. It's a fun episode, man. We got a great Gordon Bickerbone is here with us.
The Newark child.
What up?
NWK God.
Promoting his Black Drunk History.
Drunk Black History.
Live.
It's a smart show, man.
Drunk Black History.
It's a smart show, man. Yeah, funny show, man.
Some live shows coming up, and you see the way he hangs out with us. So this show is going to be just as funny. Yeah, Brandon didn't come on with you. Is he here? Is he in L.A. right now?
No. He's here in the city. He's promoting the one down at the Caveat. I'm promoting the one down in Philadelphia.
Nice.
So we're trying to spread the word.
And I go on, just some comedy flowers. One of your Decepticomics made me work in D.C. Serome.
Oh.
That motherfucker made me turn up.
Big light-skinned nigga. Yes.
Serome had me fucking sweating on some of them shows. I said, God damn.
Yo, if y'all could do anything, go on Twitter and support my homie Serome Russell, who's at Serome Russell.
Yeah. Serome had made me work. He made me work that weekend.
He's definitely worth it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes, too. All he got to do is just tell you his reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's just like, it's like Serome, one of those dudes. I love Serome, but he's just like a guy that just made his life harder. And he just be sitting there telling you
so
what
I
he
got
did.
Four daughters. Yeah, like, nigga, yeah. Why did you do that? I'm
just can't stop pulling out. I'm like, damn, goddamn.
Well, that nigga said, I give it up for me. I've been married for 19 years, but it's a bunch of different women.
It's not consecutive.
I'm like, it's not consecutive. A bunch of different women, you know.
Damn, Rome.
You got to get married a few times.
Shit, man.
Yeah, you make a mistake.
Yeah, man. And then, we got a tour coming up, headed over to the UK pretty soon, man, which is that's exciting.
Getting my tickets tomorrow.
You've been.
Yes.
Getting my plane tickets tomorrow or the next day. This week, I'm getting them.
I flew over to Manchester. I did shows in Manchester, and I did shows in London and parts of Shoreditch. I think every comic should travel outside the country and try to sling these jokes because you realize. And not to sound arrogant, we do have a little bit of a faster muscle than the people overseas. Because, like, we grew up with this shit.
We've been fucking around for a long time. Yeah. Like, our whole country is built on goofing off, nigga.
Yeah. Goofing off.
Goofing off pays in this country.
I went to school
That's
for
why
recess.
I, like,
I went to school for lunch.
I like, we fuck around so much. I feel like Americans, we just taint every other culture.
Yeah.
Every other country, they get a taste of that American goof off, and they're like, man, fuck that. Like, I love watching us fuck up sophisticated cultures that come here. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to run circles around these Americans, and then they end up just drinking and doing drugs and chasing pussy.
Yeah, I had a chick from
like,
London.
What happened to you?
I had a shorty.
America, nigga, it's great.
I had a shorty from London sleep on a mattress on the floor for 3 months.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
3 months, she stayed with a nigga with a mattress on the floor.
She used to be in the castle.
Huh? What did you say?
She used to be in the castle.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. She came from a castle to come hang with a nigga in America on a mattress on the floor in Brooklyn. Fucking crazy.
She did come into America just backwards.
Oh, my God.
I just
white girl
loaded her full with chicken fingers and terrible foods she loved. She loved all the snacks out here.
Yo, have y'all ever seen that? Like, British kids having, like, Popeyes for the first time?
They go crazy.
They lose their mind. If you could pull it up, it's the weirdest shit in the world. Because we've been eating Popeyes forever. So they just bite into it, and they're like, oh, so spicy.
Yeah, they like all that shit. They like all that shit over there, bro. Oh man, I took
They're like, why am I sleeping?
Well, are you so finding sleepy? It?
But so satisfied. Bob's your uncle.
I like where they are. I think they're catching up to us, the Brits.
They are.
Yeah. Doing all that rap stuff.
Have you? I don't want to send you down this rabbit hole if you find it and then call for you to pull up an article. Are you looking for it right now, T? Are you looking for that thing that they're talking about? All right, I'll give you a little bit more time to find
it. I found
it.
See.
All
you
right.
want to watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, I want to see that
What's
real
this?
Quick.
What's this? What's this?
This is the video of them tasting Popeyes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Banging. Very good.
Did he say banging?
Banging.
It's perfect.
Banging.
Banging.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to go over there. We're going to tease the outside shit out of everybody over there. Tender in the inside.
Succulent.
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 Yo, these whimsical niggas, they whimsical looking. Yeah. Look how whimsical they look.
I think the sauce pairs with it well. It's a perfect combination with the spiciness.
Is that cucumber in there?
What?
Is that a cucumber?
Is that a cucumber?
Seen pickles?
Nope. Is that a cucumber?
Got pickles?
Yo.
In England?
Yo, four tour gonna be nuts.
What? This
I'm gonna walk on stage with Popeye's
I mean, it is a cucumber, but that is weird that he was not familiar with that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cucumber.
Feel like
it was. It's a pickle now.
The worst representation because everyone's got on a shirt and tie. They eat Popeyes. Yeah. I don't give a fuck where they are.
Is it very seasoned?
That's a proper fry right there. Yeah, look at that one.
Proper.
These are tough to get into.
Wow, they're just nice.
You know what? Yeah, we should do this when we go over there. We should eat food and taste it for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What? It's way better than McDonald's.
Can I get some Lowry's?
They call fries chips.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Give me some Lowry's for these. What if I said it? Look,
I'm telling you.
Give me some Lowry's for these.
This shit will fuck with them. If they got Popeyes over there now, that's the beginning.
Out the end?
Ooh, they fuck them.
I'm letting you know right now.
Just like an episode of Boondocks.
Some places don't have a bartender that will like walk up to you. Or waitress, like, because you got to remember, that's an American thing.
Right.
Served on, so don't be, like, weirded out when somebody don't ask you for a tip. I mean, some people might get offended if you tip them.
My kind of town.
Really? I'm saving money now so I can be West Side Gun out there, for real?
Yeah.
I'm saving my bread now so I can do this like West did.
My kind of town.
I got a
Thanks
tip.
Thanks for the meal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it? Just a flat rate?
But I'm telling you, it's going to change. Because look, I don't know. So this is an interesting article that I heard about. T, pull this article up. A TV series in the UK is forcing them to confront a major scandal that they've been hiding.
Wait, what?
Sweeping under the rug.
Wait, what?
For years. T, pull this article up. The British TV getting topical. Okay, so there's a show. Scroll down. Biggest miscarriage of justice. So whatever this is, UTV1, scroll down a little bit more. Right there. Up a little bit more. Okay, over 900 innocent post office branch managers known as sub-postmasters or sub-postmistresses were wrongfully convicted of theft, false accounting, and fraud between the years of 1999 and 2015.
Damn.
What was it? It was a gate, like mail gate?
It was like some sort of weird computer error that shit was coming up wrong. But like, this is 16 years of postal workers getting tried and convicted for theft and post. And it's like, they've just been sweeping this shit under the carpet. And now like I guess this is their version of Hulu or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone made a show kind of touching on it and it's forcing them to be like, okay, well, wait. Okay, there was a thing. But like, you know. Look,
see, what had happened was, that should be the name of the show. Wait, what had happened was.
Let me explain.
Yo. But yeah, apparently there's been a huge miscarriage of justice over there that got swept under the rug, and it's taken a fucking TV show to get motherfuckers to start like, oh, yeah. That's We've been knowing about that thing that happened. It's like they're Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
That's still never fixed.
Oh, I still feel bad for that little girl. That little girl is she is 16
now. Oh, Greta
now.
Thunberg? Yeah.
Yeah. No, the black girl that, like, for Flint, that be like, we need water still. Yeah, never seen
that? Oh, yeah. I seen that.
We need
the
clean water.
The water's still brown over there in Flint?
Yeah, they never fixed that. They never fixed that. Nigga, it's a lot of shit that we just don't fix.
Water look like my sweatsuit.
Nigga, we sent a lot of money. We sent a lot of money to Haiti during their earthquake.
Uh-huh.
That shit ain't never get rebuilt.
Oh, we sent money to Haiti, but it, like, now it's going to resorts and Disney.
Well, they said, like, you know, even the people that were supposed to build homes, they came and did, like, a couple of demos to compete for the bid to see who was going to get it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, ribbon cutting ceremony, these are the model houses, and then they just left.
Just fire so, festival, like, the whole
people,
thing.
Yeah, people...
Fire festival.
People have kind of acquired the demonstration models, but they don't have, like, no plumbing or nothing. It's just a frame of what the house is supposed to look like.
That's crazy. And then Oprah did a fire festival in Malibu.
Yeah,
she did.
And then forced us to help her pay for it. I knew that was like a proper. That was some Lex Luthor shit.
Yeah,
she was trying to do. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
It's scandals.
That's
everywhere.
Why I don't give out the fucking money, man. I've said this before about GoFundMes. I'm always skeptical.
You always skeptical about a GoFundMe?
I give so I can talk shit. I give just so I can freely be like, that
DC.
Shit is bullshit.
DC.
And they be like, whoa, 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 what you mean that's bullshit? Look, I just want to show you I donated. Here's my money. Now, let me explain to you why I think this is complete.
I fuck with this.
Utter fucking bullshit.
Okay, and here's I fuck the thing. With that.
I have not been, well, I'm not going to say I haven't been wrong, because that sound like Tiana with the gay shit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this.
That's the voodoo gay priestess.
I keep seeing examples, and I hold on to these examples for dear life to make me right.
So you got a running list of who you donated to.
Yes. Yes.
Keep receipts.
Here's one.
Keep the receipts.
Here's one I donated to, and I'm so glad I donated to. And I knew she was wrong to begin with. T, please pull up the fake GoFundMe. And you guys remember this.
The brick face girl?
Yeah,
brick face girl. Brick face.
I gave brick face $20.
You gave brick face $20?
And I paid the
I knew she was lying.
To be the boss. You know about brick face?
No.
Put on brick face.
Put on goddamn brick face.
Brick face.
What happened to brick face?
Make sure who claimed a man threw a brick at her head because she would not give him her phone number is now wanted by Houston police. This story got national attention after that woman live streamed what she claimed was the aftermath on Instagram and started a GoFundMe.
Okay.
Only KPRC2's Bryce Newberry is talking with the prosecutor on this case tonight. He joins us live near the Galleria with the latest, Bryce.
Daniela, Houston police got called to this street in September, and when they arrived, the woman seen in that viral video told them that an Uber driver threw a brick at her head and then tried to kidnap her. But tonight, she has become the focus of this criminal investigation because Houston police say the surveillance footage captured by cameras on this street doesn't match her story.
Uh-oh.
Yo, this man just hit me in my face with a brick, and all these black men just watched.
This video with more than
you saw that? She put it on us so fast.
Captured the moments after what appeared to be a brutal attack in West Houston.
Y'all gonna let a man hit me in my face?
The woman is 33-year-old Rhoda Osman.
What have I ever done to anybody in my life?
This was crazy how far she took this.
Seen here in tears in a hospital gown.
She told the detective that responded that she was hit in the head with a brick. After she refused to give her phone number to
that don't, that don't even make sense. Who does that?
By any of the evidence that detectives looked at?
Right.
That was not verified.
Harris County
just a random brick?
Keith Houston
I'm Ubering. I'm not from over here.
From that early September
I stopped by a construction site to pick up a brick first. Just in case so a bitch won't take my number tonight. What?
She was the aggressor, yes.
And it was a water bottle that hit her, not a brick?
He did have a water bottle in his hand, and we think that's what left the mark.
According to court documents, she asked someone else to launch this GoFundMe for her recovery, raising more than $42,000. But as the story went viral, a blogger on TikTok called police, alerting them to this 2020 GoFundMe, which claimed a vicious assault by a security guard in Minneapolis.
Detective Thornton verified with Minneapolis police that there was no assault done at that time. It was completely fictional.
She's running GoFundMe scams?
Absolutely.
GoFundMe scams, bro.
Get the fuck out
method.
Of here.
Going to
going
the
method.
Hospital, crying, doing all this shit, right?
She like the baby.
And blaming just random niggas on the corner just enjoying the ice cream.
Unbelievable. I can't even believe I'm here. They try to leave me for dead.
In an Instagram story posted Wednesday, Osman addressed those who have doubted her.
I actually have things going on in my life. I actually have real ways to make money. I don't have to get a GoFundMe for money. I actually can earn income.
This is top delusion. I know this. I know chicks like that.
Her face went down.
And tonight,
quick.
A spokesperson for GoFundMe telling KPRC2, GoFundMe has zero tolerance for the misuse of our platform. The fundraiser has been removed from the platform. All donors have been refunded, and Rhoda Osmond has been banned from the platform.
Osmond did not get your money back.
You got $20 back?
But I gave. I gave and expected nothing back.
T, what's your gaydar saying about this reporter?
Oh, yeah. That nigga gay. Right? Ain't he? Thank you. Come on, Voodoo Princess.
Foundation in that lipstick.
Bro. Like, at this point, and I feel bad because she's fucked it up for anybody that has a GoFundMe that legitimately needs it.
Especially
like,
if they get hit in the face with a brick.
Bruh.
That's such a non-believable. I'm like, first off, where'd he get a brick from?
It wasn't no Mark. You remember when Kevin McCallister hit Marv with a brick? They at least... it left a mark. At least left a mark. I didn't see no mark on the face. It left some marks.
I'm sorry. But if I see a motherfucker stop his Uber and get out and start looking for a brick...
Hey!
Yeah, man.
Run! Run!
And all these black men just standing here. What are you talking about?
None of us knew that that was going to happen.
Oh, my God. We're just like, yo, what is this nigga looking for?
Right.
Is that a brick?
I'm sorry. If someone would have hit you, he would have gotten away because I'd have just been stunned. On some
stunned.
Like, I didn't see that happening.
I'm like, damn, she had a fat ass, too.
Right.
Shit.
She this had girl a... carried on in the hallway.
Run, bitch. Run!
Run! If you see a brick. Right.
I don't know. Come on, Rhoda.
That's weird to call the police
Come
on somebody.
Come on, Rhoda.
Yeah, $42,000. And now Rhoda. The police is looking for you.
Rhoda.
And the fact that somebody. Now, here's the crazy thing.
Rhoda.
Whoever called the cops and showed them the old GoFundMe.
Rhoda.
You a hater. You a hater. Like.
they had the. Over the phone on Godfrey last night, they had the girl who was like the whistleblower on the story.
Get really? The fuck out of here!
Did she say why she did it?
She just said, yeah, I'm looking. She, well, it was primarily
she
like
probably
she
also
knew
gave
the chick.
$40.
She knew the chick. She knew she was up to shady shit in the past, and she was also just like, yeah, people keep framing black men too much, and I'm defending them.
Thanks.
Nice. Okay. Wow.
Well, thank you, lady.
That's a decent
Someone
hater right there. That
us.
Is a decent hater. Oh, yeah. Rhoda, not again, bitch.
Right.
You ain't going to blame us for nothing.
Right. That is the
now
thing.
We just
the only
bricks
person that can protect
on.
Us from women is other women. You
pretty,
know what I mean?
Much.
Like,
yeah,
women have to jump in.
Women are our freedom papers.
Y'all from Taylor Swift. I have to protect you.
You see her try to steal the swag surf?
Going to get
did y'all see her steal that swag surf?
They didn't
it
steal
horrible.
It. They ruined it.
They ruined the swag surf. They
I've never
ruined
seen,
it.
Like, I'm
I've
not saying white people can't dance, but.
I'm saying that.
In
did
Kansas
you see that?
City, y'all fucked that swag surf up.
They fucked that swag surf up, nigga. It's so terrible. It's rickety. It's not even smooth.
Right.
The swag surf is smooth, nigga.
Although, shout out to Kansas City. I mean, I'm sure they're having a good time. I mean, what else has gone good in there since the World Series? Like
Eddie Griffin. I don't just fuck around.
That was a long time ago that they that the what's their baseball team? Their baseball team won the World Series
Royals.
Like years ago.
The Kansas City Royals?
Yeah, yeah. I know they won the Super Bowl like last year, but like.
Yeah,
you know,
Kansas City Royals.
Now Taylor Swift is hanging out around there.
I think Missouri has. Oh, not St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah. Their baseball team.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they looked terrible doing that swag surf. They were going back and forth like Muppets.
It's bad.
They just had their hands up and bouncing left and right.
Yeah.
Swag surf looked like a wave pool.
Man,
but they made it look like a cesspool.
I mean, I isn't it? It's kind of weird now. Like, has Taylor ever done the Super Bowl halftime show?
She don't have to.
Yeah, no. She don't have to now.
She declined it last year, I think. She was offered, but she declined.
Yeah. Who offered it to her?
Not Jay-Z.
Jay-Z? No, he didn't. Jay-Z's supposed to be making it black. But keeping all the black people performing.
She's making more money being NFL's hoe right now.
Yep.
So.
Right. Now, here
wait,
you
how
go.
Y'all feel about
her Joe
this
Coy?
Usher.
She wrote for Joe Coy. For the Golden Globes.
That's why Taylor didn't like that joke. Because T wrote it. She don't even have a fat tata.
Toto's mad dry.
Yeah.
What
if,
was you
nah,
saying?
Like, if somebody, if Taylor Swift and Kelce actually have sex, that just look, no, yeah. Don't even want to picture it. No.
Wait, do you not find her attractive?
I don't. No, I do not.
Okay.
I don't see what other people see. I just know that she is the common woman.
She's
that
statuesque.
Yep.
I've seen her at a party. She's about as tall as me.
She stood next to Ice Spice
I was like, damn, she tall. When I saw, God damn, Taylor tall as shit.
Ice Spice also, she mad short, ain't she?
She mad short, but like she has a, she's got ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice Spice got that butt.
Yeah.
Shake that ass in a deli.
Yeah, in a deli. Oh, shit. Yeah, but like you, Taylor next to her, you like, what are y'all going after?
Yeah. Like, who's this catered to? Shit is confusing, nigga.
Angry girls.
Yeah.
Dude.
They're just not.
Man, I've never seen.
And
so
that
many...
boy is a cop.
Oh, God.
Like, he.
I felt like they kidnapped Kendrick Lamar to put him in that one song with her. I was like, damn, Kendrick had to rap his way out of this situation.
Did he do something with Taylor?
Yeah.
He did one thing with Taylor. He did.
Yeah, he did the song that made her a girl bully.
Really?
That Bad Blood song where she like, employed everyone famous to be in the music video.
Oh. And it was all bad,
issues with Katy Perry.
It sounded like a Katy Perry song.
At the time she did, yeah.
Damn. Damn.
Katy Perry
stinks. Katy's a real bitch, and she called her out.
Ah, man. I got to keep up with more white beefs.
No. Yeah. White beefs is different. I can't. White beefs. Shredded beef.
To tell me about white beefs, I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I could give a fuck about a white beef. Like, white beefs are beef. Just
I
not interested.
Care about that.
They're just not interested in me.
Soulja Boy and Blueface, sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to get high?
Yeah, high, huh?
Like, really high.
Sorry.
Like, super duper legally Spice Girl high, which wow. You know those girls had to be high to be making those kind of songs. I tell you what I want, what I really want. I want vapes, gummies. Well, Vic, listen.
Gummies, vapes.
If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the states where this is legal, which is all of them, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? I don't know, but it's found in hemp and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. And that's all you really care about. At yodelta.com, you can find all of your gummy, vape, and flower and getting high needs. And you get access to high quality, lab tested Delta 8. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that this stuff should be taken responsibly.
Not responsibly.
Yeah, man. You got to be responsible, man. Okay, like, don't let your kids get into it. Don't be out here driving no car on Delta 8. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can move around, but be the passenger. So
absolutely.
One more time, go to yodelta.com. And when you check out, if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. That's one more time. That's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25%.
A quarter off.
Yodelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into the show.
I go to World Star every day.
Yeah.
Like World Star has been covering. Yeah, yeah. It's the most unbiased website there is. I say that every time. Man.
Yeah, man.
But World Star, they show you everybody's
that
beef.
Boy. That's his CNN.
Yeah. World Star. If it made it to World Star, it's news, man.
It's news, nigga.
That's news.
Shout out to Krishan Rock, her Baltimore ass.
Yeah.
No two fights.
Because they be getting into the white people stuff every now. But that's how I know. If it's white people shit make it to World Star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's on serious. I got to watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to watch this. Why is CNN up here? What happened? Are we at war?
Yeah, man. The Bernie Madoff shit made it to World Star.
Yes, it did.
Something big enough. I don't know. Y'all, okay, so this is an interesting concept that I was having the other day. And this might be, we'll see where you fall in on this. I think I might have been wrong. Now, I might have pegged Derek wrong on this.
Okay.
Poor pause. Choice of words.
Pause?
Very poor choice
triple
of words.
Pause?
But I was having a thought, right? I've been working out this concept on stage that therapy is over because most people end their conversations with like, oh, wait, I have a promo code. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is like, come on. Once you got a promo code in therapy,
oh, yeah.
that's a digital coupon. Right?
Telehealth is a good thing for some people, but it's a way for people to like avoid therapy also.
But it's like maybe I'm using that as an excuse. But here's the deal. Once a coupon gets involved, you know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like a coupon, right? See, the thumbs down for coupon. Do you fuck with coupons?
For food.
Just I'm a coupon. For food. I'm a coupon guy. You know, like, yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah, 20, 30%.
Also, I feel you on that because you're like, you don't want a discounted therapist. You don't want
to. Well, there's some people. Here's the thing. Like, and this is what I wanted to say about that. Not just with therapy, but
yeah.
People who buy shit with coupons in general. It's just like, oh, that's a different type of person. So, like, I know I'm a coupon kid. Like, I grew up on coupons. I'm looking for deals.
Okay.
I feel like they're the exact opposite. Like, you're almost like, get your fucking coupon away from me. I will pay extra.
Yeah.
Because I am not a coupon nigga.
I used to.
My mom had coupons for just food. But okay. We never pulled up to no Macy's, no fucking any store with any little pieces of paper that matched the little outfit.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, nah, you got to be fly. Only okay. Come in here when you can afford it.
Right, yeah,
just
right.
Don't walk in until you can afford it.
Man,
that's
I'm
it.
With you on that one.
Like, yeah. Don't walk in there.
You know what?
I made that mistake going into Louis' store, and then these niggas, you know, on me.
Yeah.
You going to get something? You going to get something? You can't even, like, even, what is it, window shopping?
Yeah.
They don't like that shit.
The only reason I even know about coupons is because from the women that I've dealt with. Like, back in the day, I used to just buy all my clothes full price. I never bought anything on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, well, just wait. And I'm like, what? What you mean wait? Nah, this shit gonna be gone. Nah, give it like a week and a half.
That don't happen.
It'd be 50% off. And I'm like, no, it's gonna be gone. And then, like, out of nowhere, they'll Google something and they'll find me the shirt. And lo and behold, it is 50% off. I'm like, how the fuck did you do that?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, okay. Wait a second.
Oh, you didn't know that, Derek?
Wait, what?
Once the season changed.
What?
Yeah.
Once the season changed, they marked that shit down.
They marked that shit down. But, like, you do got to deal with, like, this might be last season, but if, like, but they'll show you, like, the 50% off or designer sales.
Yeah, my girl be giving me shit off Mr. Porter.
Yeah. Or, like, oh, my last ex, she sold me Grailed and Farfetch and, like, discounted. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. Farfetch, Grailed, all that.
Yeah.
Mr.
I'm like.
Porter, I'll do that.
I'm like, damn, I ain't got to pay for. I can still look. Yeah. I like
but
a woman.
But it's still expensive, though.
It's still, right. Like, men's clothes is always going to be expensive.
But it is chopped in half.
Yeah. We just need to get over
it's
that.
It's hot in here.
I just like a woman. Like, now I like a woman that shops at TJ Maxx. I like a TJ Maxx bitty. Mm-hmm. A Home Goods bitty.
It's the same shit. It's just like a season ago. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Some of them still got the tag from the luxury thing. Or, like, because most people, like, all right, if you go into, like, a store that's like a boutique, like a Scotch and Soda.
Yeah.
They got limited shelf space.
Yes, they do.
Limited hanger space.
Yeah.
So whatever don't sell, gotta go. And they don't have outlets.
Nope.
Like, their outlet is like Bloomingdale's or TJ Maxx or whatever, you know, whatever. Because you know the way those stores work, right?
Yeah.
They, like, go to the people and be like, all right, what didn't sell, I'll buy it all 20 cents on the dollar.
Yep.
And then, you know, I might mark it up to be like, so I'm at the 40% mark of the retail price,
okay.
But I'm still doubling what I paid on it. You know what I mean? So you get what I'm saying,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But I like expensive dope shit. Like, I still want that Supreme Louis bag.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
That's a good aspiration, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Welcome to the nigga vortex, man. Sometimes you gotta need Supreme Louis bags. That was a hell of a collab.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he's talking.
Is a book bag or
just a duffel.
It's a big old duffel bag. It's a duffel. Beautiful duffel bag.
It's
thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I want the scarf with it too, because I just want to drape that over my head.
There
have
you
my
go,
sunglasses
boy.
On,
there
walking
go, boy.
To the airport.
Babushkas, oh, yeah, talk shit, baby. Everybody think I'm crazy.
I don't think
niggas be doing this.
I'm not gonna lie, I think you're crazy.
Come on, nigga.
There it is.
Look at that bag. Good bag.
Just walking through the airport. Where you going? Just going somewhere for the weekend.
Somewhere for the weekend. In the fly ass collabo, Louis Supreme. Get the fuck out. You know what that says? Move the fuck out of my way. That's
it really does. Like, that's the nice thing about having some expensive shit. People are like, yo, why you always get Supreme? Because, like, as soon as you got it on, people will get out of your fucking way.
Wait. Yeah, move out the way. That's a Moses bag right there. Part you broke niggas. Let me walk right through. Fuck everybody. Yep. Straight to the airport. Straight to the plane.
You see a Bentley truck coming down your street. You're like, oh, let me get out of here.
I am not going to act like that's a fucking RAV4. You see a Bentley truck, you're going to be like, wait a minute. All right, let me pay my respects.
Okay. Yeah. My respects.
I swear to God, I do it every single time.
I pay my respects.
I say, like, every time I see a Bentley truck, I'm like, when you going to get that Bentley truck? I say, like, 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, dude.
So y'all treat luxury like the Pope. When
it's
it,
so
when
nice,
it comes
though.
Through, like, all right, stop, everybody.
Hold up.
Everybody wave. Hey, Pope.
True story. I was on the road. I was on tour with Pete Davidson, and Machine Gun Kelly came by.
to say what's up.
Nice.
So we all walk out into the parking lot. This motherfucker hops in a Rolls Royce SUV. Jesus. All of us just dropped our bags. Just like, get we just was like, well, okay, nigga.
Right.
That's all we could see. Like, we all had to stop it. We was hopping in Yukons and Cadillacs.
Bruh.
But that motherfucker had a Rolls Royce truck, new joint. And we was just like, oh, man. We was just like, oh,
when
okay.
Niggas be stunting, they be stunting for real.
Oh.
Like, I went to school with a couple of kids that, like, started playing soccer overseas and shit. And they came back with money and they started training kids because they played soccer overseas.
Okay.
So now that they're training, they're getting all this nice suburban money. Plus they're like old checks and whatnot.
Okay.
So it pulls up in a Maybach. Not a lot of people been in a Maybach. Some of them have like the starry nights on the ceiling and whatnot. Yeah. So he just pulls up like, you need to ride home? I'm like, sure. Like, cause we just out drinking. I get in there. I'm like, oh, so this is it.
You start, nigga, I've been in a Maybach. You hear Star Trek in your brain. Warp one, engage.
Here's the thing.
Warp one.
And I don't want to, I'm all on board. I'm not a hater, but I am curious with this, right?
Godspeed and good luck.
I'm sorry. Do the ladies feel the same way about these cars when they see them?
Some do. Because some know.
Well, the thots love it.
Some know the car.
The whores love them.
Women know cars.
The whores.
Here's the thing.
More women go to car shows and be like, oh, what is that?
I've noticed this only from motorcycles.
Yeah.
When I first got on motorcycles, I thought it was going to be bitches.
Yeah.
I thought bitches was going to come. Ooh, nice bike.
Then you realize they're scared of falling off.
It's not either. Women don't just approach the vehicle. Women don't show respect like that to be like, ooh, nice bike. I want to suck your dick. Like, no.
Never happened like that.
No.
And you usually think that's it's how I was going. That's just how I thought I was on South
Street.
It's
just a bunch of other dudes. Like, yo, that's the, yo, my cousin got one of them. How fast did that go? Like, get away from me. Move.
That's crazy.
Move so the girls can see the bike.
And the girls don't give a fuck.
Right.
Y'all might as well be trading cards.
Like, anything. There's certain luxury cars, and we're all
grown-ass Pokemon collecting-ass niggas. Yeah.
We're all in the same boat. Like, because girls do it with BBLs. Girls is out here getting BBLs.
Oh, my God.
Dudes is not really into
BBLs. I hate a BBL.
If you, ladies, the guys that are into BBLs is the worst niggas.
So you saying a motorcycle is a nigga's BBL?
Oh, I'm saying a luxury car. That Rolls Royce truck that you like?
BBL.
That's a BBL. That's a dude's BBL.
Oh, okay.
I spent a lot of money on this.
Okay.
And I'm attracting all the wrong attention.
Okay.
Now, I can't even fit in a regular parking spot.
It was great.
But I got all these niggas harassing me
yep.
at the gas station. Funny. Right? Like,
oh, yeah, they come up.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of fuel that take? You got to put regular in that? You can put premium? Oh,
yeah, but yeah, right. They all.
Right.
Done in the DR.
Ladies,
done in the DR,
you know.
You got it in the DR? You did the 10,000 or the 20,000?
Toto Tower, I'm sure both of you have met women with fake boobs or fake ass. And you all get to touch, right? You all get you all get to ask questions. Y'all all get to go into details about how. Those are the only people that talk to these women about their boobs.
That is a very funny thing.
That's how I know so thing. Much about BBLs. I used to work with a girl who got one.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I got mad questions. And
yeah.
She answered all my questions.
That's what you. Yeah. You pay $20,000 for boobs. That's what you're gonna get. Another
Where did
girl.
She fly to.
She went to DR.
Yep. How long did she stay?
She was there. She didn't do the recovery there. She came back and did the recovery.
Oh,
so she did
she
that
dangerous.
Whole like kneeling on the plane thing. But
have y'all seen that?
It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
She was telling me some crazy shit.
Crazy.
Like, you can't sit for 6 weeks minimum.
Nope.
You have to constantly get lymphatic massages for the rest of your life. You have to wear girdles for the rest of your life.
Oh,
like
my
not
God.
Just around the stomach girdles, it's like from the torso down to the thigh.
Yeah. And you can't
to hold it in place.
To hold everything in place.
I don't know why too. I know you know can't. What? You can't eat wings for some reason.
You know what?
Didn't Drake have
also,
a song
I've heard,
about?
I've heard like the sex with girls with BBLs are
whack.
Just different. Yeah, because the butt doesn't open the way you
it
think
don't
it does.
Move.
Yeah,
it don't
yeah.
move.
Yeah.
So you're not getting all the way in. All that stuff.
It don't like. It's something about like shout out to like naturals and then like I before anyone says I'm bias shaming people to BBL. If you got a BBL for your self confidence, that is your business, and I'm happy that you feel better about your body.
That's
and
a
your
disclaimer.
Image. Yes,
that's a disclaimer.
But as somebody that's had sex with someone that had a BBL, it ain't great.
Yeah,
Mythbusters.
We talked about this, and you guys like will see this. You guys will see this on the bonus content.
And this won't go viral. I want this, what we just talked about, to be the topic. Like, people go, damn.
We just talked about this. It'll come out on No Need at the Movies this Friday.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the concept of, like, seeing someone after surgery, someone post-op.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever they've done.
Yeah.
And it's the same as, like, you ever see a dog and then not see the dog for, like, I don't know, like a month or two.
Oh, this shit's so funny.
And then when you do come to see the dog, this motherfucker, he's happy to see you, but this nigga got a cone around his neck and no nuts.
You go, what happened?
And he yeah, right.
What happened? What did you do?
I get it. You're happy, but I need a minute. What the fuck happened to him?
You've been through something. You have changed.
You're changed. You're not the same dog. You was a puppy the last time I saw you. And now you got a cone around your neck with no nuts.
Man, don't do that to people, man. Like, just figure it out on your own. That's weird.
Shorty called me from DR when she got it done, because we used to mess around back in the day. And then, like, she called me and was like, hey, I got it done. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you was going to do that. But okay.
Yeah.
Wait. She's like, I can't wait to see you. I was like, you know I was fucking before, right?
And I'm telling you, here's the thing. A girl gonna feel the same way when you call her up and be like, yo, I just bought a Lambo. And
yeah.
She's like, what? Yeah, I got a Lambo.
I knew you when you had a Honda. That
right. You trying to fuck? Why didn't you ask me to fuck when you had the Honda? I would have fucked. I'm not going to fuck you because you have a Lambo. I'm going to fuck you because you
That's a smart girl. I like that.
Why are you calling me to show off your fucking Lambo?
That's kind of nice, though.
You didn't need to do. Well, that's how we feel about the BBL. You didn't have to do that, bitch. I would have fucked you.
I don't like Mondo Burgers, bitch.
Right.
Get this Mondo Burger out my face.
Lady,
we could have just went to Five Guys.
Put the camera on me.
It's grass-fed beef.
Ladies. Just start
asking. It's grass-fed. What the fuck is this?
Just start asking for the dick. Doing? They'll give it to you. You don't have to go out and go under the knife.
Why are you putting fillers in a burger?
I need titties for them to fuck me. That's not true.
Not true.
It's funny that you said that, because I just had a conversation with my friend who says that she doesn't know how to have a one-night stand. And I go, what do you mean?
Right.
Everybody's so deep.
Did she elaborate?
Why does everybody have to be? I know what that means. It's just dumb.
So
that's
like,
dumb.
So I was just like, wait, what do you mean? Wait, do you keep coming back or they keep coming back? No, I keep going back because, like, I develop a friendship. And I go, huh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, no, he wanted the one-night stand, but you went, no.
And no.
That'll get you a ghosted. That's a quick ghost. That's the best way to haunt a house. That's how you haunt a house right there. Happen once and you start coming back. I got to get the fuck out of here. This bitch haunted.
She's like, so how does it happen? Would you just see somebody and you just hook up?
Yeah, man.
She's like, you just see somebody, you hook up? I was like, yes. She was like, so you just, like, you see them, you have some drinks, and you fuck, and you don't talk again? Ideally.
I've had that happen before. I've had that happen plenty. Sometimes I don't drink, so we have a good meal.
Yeah.
It's a nice, there's an egg in it. There's an egg in it.
Keep in touch with everybody you've had sex with forever.
That's crazy. So wild. That's right. Crazy.
I think that's my biggest fear.
Yeah. What if they all be somewhere at the same time?
Oh, that would
fuck you up. Like, you kept seeing them?
Yo, you know it'd be crazy? Yeah. I think if everybody I slept with was in the same room at the same time, they would never be able to put it together. I think two of them would, and then they'd be like, oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's good, though. That's good. That means you don't make it awkward like this dude. Derek could be like, ah, I fucked all y'all. That's crazy. That's crazy. Her, and I fucked everybody in here.
Remember I did that one night? I was like, yo, it's funny, but I think I slept with every chick that's here.
Derek is extremely childish. Like, Derek will just make an observation and be like, hey, everybody, cut the music down.
Hey, T, can you edit this part out? No, not this part. This part I'm about to say. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, I got a true story. I think
well,
y'all.
I hope you know we're streaming live on Gas.
Oh,
right?
Fuck it. All right, never mind.
All right. It's just Gas members.
Yeah, and them niggas don't give a fuck.
Nope,
so never
they'll tell it. They'll tell it. So it's safe to say you were in the barrel that you had all your fish in.
Yeah, I was like, Dave.
Yeah.
Nigga, look.
Yeah. I recognize all these.
Why do I know all these chicks? Oh, shit. Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, man. Funny thing about it, he was just looking at a bag of heads.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So you just like to double dip then?
What you mean?
What you mean?
Not double dip, but like you like to dip in the same pool then, Derek.
What are you talking about?
Because all the girls are from the same place. Your own fish.
Oh,
well, he hunt.
Oh, you like to piss in your bathwater. You like to piss in your own bathwater, huh?
See,
nigga, I like making my friends laugh, man. Yeah, most of the chicks I fuck was for the story, so I can get my homies to die the fuck laughing.
We appreciate those stories.
How is that not gay?
How's that? What? What do you mean?
What the fuck now?
Thinking about your boys for pussy?
What? No, because we like good stories.
I'm not thinking about them for the pussy. I get the pussy and
we just like good stories.
This should be funny. Oh, here come the gay voodoo princess. Here she go.
Right.
Making up a potion, staring it up.
Oh, you fucking that fat girl because your friends think it's funny, huh?
Yes. Yes, they do. They are very immature.
No, I don't regret any fat girl I ever slept with. I don't. I go, that was a great night.
Big girls need love, too. Like, I'm so sick of people saying that shit about big girls not being good in the bedroom. They will fuck you.
They are absolutely incredible.
And the passion.
The vigor. That is a good. She is a zealous. That is a zealous woman. She is a zealot in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. I never really get into Nat's personal life like that. But, Nat, where you stand on the big girls?
Come on, Nat. You done took a dive.
I'm not opposed. I'm not hardline opposed.
Yeah. Not hardline opposed?
I'm not looking for someone who's too much bigger than I am.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like just in...
So you've never hooked up with a big chick?
I've hooked up with like two people. So
Okay.
I follow a couple big girls on my Twitter. Big voluptuous girls that find shit. They're like, what do you see? I see untapped oil, my friend.
Yeah, man.
I turn into blood.
I see low heating bills in the winter. That's what I see.
I see skies of blue and grasses of green. I see a landscape, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Let me fuck this girl.
Why'd you fuck that big girl? Because you weren't fucking her. That's why.
Because you weren't.
I drink your milkshake.
Have one milkshake. Now I have two.
Fuck this bitch. What's the fuck wrong with y'all?
The fuck is wrong with y'all?
They cuddle is so much better. And they don't say ow.
They don't say ow.
I wish
a big bitch would say ow.
See, that's the sad part. It doesn't mean they don't feel it, Gordon. Doesn't mean they don't feel
ow. I understand that. But in my experience, I've yet to be with a big girl. I'm like, ah. Skinny girls, ow, ow, ow. Wait, put my leg down.
That's because they can.
They're not. Skinny girls ain't insulated. Nope. You gotta understand. A big bitch got all that insulation. Mm, she got all that pad, that shock, the shockproof.
Skinny girls have been banged off the side of beds and they've fallen and been thrown and tossed and all that stuff. You think a big girl has been tossed?
Nah, she's been moved. She's been lightly shoved, maybe.
She's been asked to reposition. Yeah.
Act to comply.
If you could scooch. You can't just. You're not just grabbing a big girl by her hips and yanking her to the end of the bed.
Hey, you mind putting your leg up?
Can you scooch over? Just,
how do you do? Like, you ever have a big girl get on top of you and you feel that weight?
You're
like,
oh, my God.
This is
yes.
what you carry around
Oof,
all day long.
Man,
ooh,
yeah.
You are a beast. Yeah, they always want to try something new. They always
That's a tough lesson for that pelvis. That's a tough lesson for the pelvis. You got to, whew. You ever do that thing with your feet? Like you make like scaffoldings?
Oh, my God.
You got
to up underneath.
You scaffold yourself. You
got
to
arc.
You got to scaffold yourself to prop this bitch up.
That's math right there.
I got to put some scaffolding up.
That's math.
I got
a nice strong arch.
I got to figure out how to brace. Yeah, I got a brace.
You ever see like those power lifters who like arch from the shoulders?
Yeah. You got to prop yourself up different.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got to fortify yourself.
That is wild.
So, yeah, you don't need those BBLs, everybody. Some of y'all.
Yeah, fuck that.
Some of y'all do need those coupons for therapy.
buy one, get one. All right.
Hey, before you get this BBL, go.
I think BBL surgery should come with therapy. Like after, like the post, like a debrief.
Or pre-brief too, man.
A pre-brief, yeah.
Why do you want to do this?
Why?
This is just going to make you more insecure.
Yeah.
That's what you got to tell somebody when they come in and get a fake breast or a fake boob. You're not going to get nothing. Nothing. Like, I know you think life is a... Nigga, when I went to Miami and seen a bitch at IHOP with a BBL, just...
Yeah.
I didn't tip extra because of that.
Yeah.
I figured whatever you got going on that paid for that BBL, I'm sure it's still pumping. You, it's I don't know why you're here serving pancakes in the middle of the day.
Serving pancakes but at 2
it's
p.m.
The fact that they fly out and then they have to figure out time to recover. You are taking a quarter of the year away
from your life.
Yeah.
And you're risking your life. Yeah. We was in Miami. We watched women risk their life.
Yeah.
Sitting with your head in the seat on an airplane.
Walking up and down a Best Western hallway with a fat ass with blood on it.
Yeah.
Wrapped in sheets. With an IV.
Like a goddamn mummy.
And a bunch of registered nurses was driving around in they Maxima. Getting them from the clinic back to the hotel.
Yeah, that was a weird procedure that, you know, these guys even put together for them. And be like, don't worry, my nurse will take you back to your hotel.
Hotel across the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's across the fucking parking lot.
Yeah. That's wild.
From a blacked out, no window clinic giving out BBLs.
They're doing something illegal in there, clearly.
It was crazy, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was night of the walking BBL where we was at. Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, no one wants to see
this. This is the craziest line we ever heard. Me and this nigga walking to the hotel, checking in. And we hear, miss, we have to charge you extra for your sheets because you've bled on all the sheets.
Yeah, she didn't want to pay the
she didn't want to pay
I don't feel like I should have to pay extra.
Miss, you've bled on all the you bled all over the sheets.
Between that trip, Tubi movies, and porn, I don't want to stay in hotels anymore. Like, knowing that this shit goes down.
Oh, but no, you got to stay in better hotels. You got to stay in the best hotels.
Nowhere. I just want to, like, figure out how to create my own space.
Although, that's funny you say that because where was we just at? Where I know you sprung for the Marriott, and we went to the Marriott instead of whatever the club was offering. So we went a little further away.
Yeah.
But that Marriott was hood as shit. Where
was
we
like,
just
fuck.
At? Where the fuck was we just at? I know we stayed at another hotel 30 minutes away from the comedy club to be in the Marriott. Yeah. This nigga was like, I go to the Marriott, goddammit.
And then it was hood. Oh, wait.
So we went to the Marriott. You know, it's one of the Marriotts where it's just like niggas is throwing parties.
Oh, it was one of them. It was a ski trip Marriott.
Yeah.
It was a ski trip
Marriott. I can't remember where we were, but that was so funny, man. That was so funny.
Yeah, I opt for that shit sometimes, too, because like certain hotels, you just know you ain't going to get a good night's sleep. It's not going to be luxurious.
But a party hotel is pretty fun.
It can be.
Yeah.
But, like, it depends on, like,
especially make friends in the hallway.
Yeah. Oh, when you bump into people in the hallway, yeah, definitely. But, like, yeah, you got to, sometimes you got to splurge on those hotels because you will be in some no-tell motels.
No, man.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
That's only a day.
I don't like them.
I don't know.
Yeah, if your hotel got a hot tub in it, get out of there.
Get out of there. That ain't been clean, right? T brought up my beloved Tubi.
All right.
God, I love Tubi so much.
I know you do.
You're gonna win the streaming wars. We started a new segment. Do you have my graphic intro?
You got a graphic? Let me see.
Well, yeah, we got a new segment that we want to introduce. It's Tubi or
not Tubi.
Oh, we still didn't get no Tubi or not Tubi. So
he's working on it.
All right. Shout out to Max. It's taking a sweet time putting this together.
This is a great idea, by the way.
So I'm going to read some movie descriptions.
Okay.
And we're going to guess whether or not these are Tubi originals or just, you know, movies that ended up on Tubi.
Okay. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So let's see here. A family visit turned deadly when a psychotic killer hiding behind an unusual tradition shows up with one target in mind. I'll give you all the title afterwards. But does that sound like a Tubi movie? A family visit turns deadly when a psychotic killer hiding behind an unusual tradition shows up with one target in mind.
That's not Tubi.
That's not
Tubi?
No. That is definitely not Tubi.
All right, Booth, what y'all think? They had nothing?
I'm gonna vote with you guys on this.
Tubi.
Not Tubi.
This is definitely a white writer.
You know what's crazy? It is a white movie. It's called Guess Who, but it is a Tubi original.
Really?
Yeah. So it's been like everybody is on Tubi now, man. Like everybody's making anything they can. There's a lot of independent horror movies and shit like that are getting on there.
All right.
So Guess Who? That is a Tubi original. Just came out this year, 2024.
Wow.
All right. This next one. A master thief is wooed by his ex-girlfriend and the FBI to pull off an impossible heist with his international crew on a flight from London to Zurich.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, a master thief is wooed by his ex-girlfriend and the FBI to pull off the impossible.
Oh, I know what that is. That's that new Kevin Hart film.
Crew and 777 passenger flight from London to Zurich.
Yeah, that's that new Kevin Hart film.
Was the new Kevin Hart movie?
It's up there, or what?
Yeah, the Lift. Yes, that is Kevin Hart's movie, The Lift. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that could be on Tubi. Right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin Hart. That was that was wild.
I'll say it because you won't. The plane was purple.
Yes.
So he repurposed the Soul Plane.
Yeah, he just needed a plane
the
movie.
Same graphics and everything. Yeah. It was just wild.
It got real Sharknado.
Yes.
Like towards the end, like on some like.
What, the Kevin Hart movie?
Yeah, buddy.
I started playing a drinking game in all of Kevin Hart's films now. Anytime I see Kevin Hart's, both of his feet leave the ground like he's being tossed or swung around, you got to chug your beer.
Now, I'm going to say this. I love Kevin Hart. I enjoyed the movie. I respect this. And people need to give Kev his props. Yes. Kev is putting on for Short Kings.
Yes.
Kev is making short niggas, hey, we bosses. That's what he, like, this nigga gave himself top billing.
He's too smooth in
this
movie.
He is the action hero. He don't stand on boxes like Tom Cruise and them to balance out that height difference.
No, he's short.
Nope. I'm just going to look at niggas and yell from
whatever angle I'm at.
That's so funny. But that's so great.
This was like
it got Sharknado-y?
Because the special effects, it was just somewhere along the line.
They ran out of money?
Or they just thought they could do it all computer generated and AI,
together,
whatever.
Man.
They just mashed it together. So yeah, this will be on Tubi pretty soon.
Oh shit. So that was the Kevin Hart movie you was talking about. So you go, wow. Yeah.
That was a Kevin Hart, but that's not a Tubi original. Not
that's
a Tubi
so
original.
Funny.
Yeah, he's doing action now. He's an action sex symbol.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said you gotta give it to him. Like, yo, he is. What do you call it when you dissect that disbelief that someone at his stature can be the action hero, the protagonist?
Yep.
Get the girl, stop the bad guys, do all of the fighting, and everything.
Still be 5'3".
Right, right. But you see it as soon as the shit come on. Yeah. Heartbeat Productions.
Not
like, yeah,
from
you going to do whatever the fuck he tell you to do.
Yeah. It makes sense. This nigga's Napoleon.
Right.
He really is.
This nigga's Napoleon.
All right. This would be great. After waking up and discovering that he has undergone gender reassignment surgery, an assassin seeks to find the doctor responsible.
Wait, did I see this?
After waking up and discovering that he has undergone gender reassignment surgery, an assassin seeks to find the doctor responsible.
This is definitely a Tubi original.
It's not.
It's something that really happened, though. I feel like that really happened.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's on Tubi, but it's not a Tubi original.
It's a Lionsgate.
This is The Assignment. It's a movie starring Rochelle Rodriguez. You know the chick that's in all the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Listen to this shit.
This is her action hero debut. She's not second fiddle. She's top billing. Boom. We clicked on this movie because it's like, fuck yeah, Michelle Rodriguez doing her thing. And, you know, she's very tomboyish. She don't sell sex at all. That is not up her alley.
Who gets that mad at somebody?
Bruh.
Tell
we watched this movie for no need at the movies. This comes out Friday. So for all of my subscribers, Friday, you can watch me and Derek watch this movie together. Fucking Michelle Rodriguez, it starts off, this chick, she's got a beard. Beard and a ponytail, pulling off a hit, right? And we just assume, oh, yeah, she's an assassin. But
She's in disguise.
We can watch the trailer in a second. Pull it up. But it is funny to think, like, oh, she's so tomboyish that she's going to use the opportunity to dress up like a dude and knock off some hits.
Right.
She completes the hit, goes to her hotel room, finishes it. Still got the beard and everything on, and we get it. And you're in disguise.
Yeah.
Then they cut to her in the shower. And we see Michelle Rodriguez, you know, and you know how they do it in action movies, hand on the wall, you thinking, water all running down your shoulders and your back. Next scene, she comes out of the shower. This bitch got a dick.
Heaping dick.
And Middle Eastern body hair, bro.
Like taco meat.
We're like, oh, she's not a chick. She's a dude.
She's a dude.
Frank Kitchen is the character.
Is this a prosthetic or did like
she fucks CGI? A chick in the movie. Like this it's so wild. Go ahead, show this thing here.
Frank, you can call me the doctor. This operation is your reminder.
Yeah.
You did. This is your opportunity for redemption.
She wakes up her.
That part made
yeah,
me laugh.
Yeah, hold on. Pause that for a second. So we do get to see full frontal of Michelle Rodriguez in this movie.
Okay.
She wakes up, opens her robe up, titties out, pussy out, and everything. And that's just
Bush.
She ain't got no dick. No! Like, it is.
It made me laugh so goddamn hard. It made my dick! No! Seeing that made me laugh so fucking hard.
Like,
it's so
appropriate too for Michelle Rodriguez to be like, "Yo, where's my dick?" Right? Like the whole movie, is her running around.
It's a circus.
Her whole movie is her running around killing people, trying to get her dick back, bro.
Like, Doc, Doc.
Wait, she's negotiating to get it back on.
Oh, she's going. She's going. In the midst of killing people, Gordon, she's stopping at consultation appointments to be like, is there any way
I can be a man again?
Please finish playing the trailer.
I want my dick back. That's what she said. I want my dick back.
Hey, Frank. Frank? Look a little different, huh?
Frank?
I got hired to do this job. The mob wanted to get even. Why me?
The doctor wanted you.
I wanted to cause Frank Kitchen enormous psychic pain.
So I made him a woman.
She Wolverine, this motherfucker.
I'm still trying to figure you out. Haven't I made enough trouble for
you? Yeah, she's banging chicks in the movie.
I gave you a new chance in life.
Producer or alien,
you
that's funny.
It. Take him out. If there was anything left of Frank Kitchen, it was his point blank aim.
It was his point blank aim.
Time to get even.
Yeah, man. Quite a movie. The Assignment. Friday, that'll come
out. Wait till you see the reaction to that shit.
For all of the people who are seeing this on YouTube and you're not a Gas Digital subscriber, please go to gasdigital.com, use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial, and watch along with me and Derek as we go through this wild journey.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's just a woman trying to get her dick back.
Frank was just trying to get his dick back. Frank was trying to get her dick back. Wasn't that a bitch? Frank was trying to get her dick back.
And I gotta rewatch that.
Yeah. I watched it for Michelle Rodriguez. And she did not disappoint at all. But God, I've never heard of the movie. And to me, I'm like, how did this go under? What did you say, T? That movie cost them like $3 million to make. They got back like $330,000.
Oh, never mind.
Yo, I thought you was going to say $330 million. But $330,000? Oh, no.
So please go to
10%.
Go to Tubi.
No, nigga. No, he made 10% back.
I know.
Oh, we're so fucked.
Like, Vin Diesel couldn't post about this movie?
Yeah, I made 10% of it back.
Tyrese, Ludacris, none of y'all could let us know that was out there.
They only made 10%.
Right.
They only made 10%.
This movie came out when Paul Walker was still alive. You know what I mean? I just feel like we could have got more
you
eyes.
You couldn't have got a fucking... Yo, blast
again,
this film for me. Just let them know it's coming out.
I'm not hating. I love Michelle. I'm just saying. Y'all
can y'all throw this preview on before Fast 7, right. Please? Throw this preview on before Fast 7.
There was definitely a Fast and Furious that came out in 2017.
That could have
please
boosted.
Show me what Fast and Furious movie came out in 2017. I know that
she could have got a preview on.
They had to be at least 7 or 8 by 2017.
Yeah, she probably went back to Fast after that because they was like, yo, you owe us.
Oh, shit.
It's the Fate of the Furious, and she's in this. So
she's
I think
in that
this
one?
Is when they bring her back.
That's
right.
Yep.
Right, yep. Right, yeah. She went off and tried to do shit on
debt.
Her
own.
She tried. What was that? What'd you say?
You said that's when they brought her back from the dead. I was like, yeah. No, they brought her back from debt.
That's great. That's great.
Man.
You owe us, bitch.
God damn.
I know you did your little passion project. That was a nice little passion project you did. Shout out. But nah, time to come back to the cars.
Get in this car.
Come on, get in the car.
I will say there that's were funny. No car scenes.
She
would, in that
she
whole
refused
movie.
To drive nope. the whole movie, bro.
She doesn't drive at all.
She gets on the bus
she
a lot.
Get on the bus with a new pussy. She get on the bus with a new pussy. That shit had us fucking. I lost it.
She didn't want to be seen nowhere near
she
a car,
on a
helicopter,
bus,
nothing.
On a city bus.
Jesus Christ, man.
Pulling the wire. Like, great it was times. Like, all right, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys are not watching NNFA at the movies, you're totally missing out. Just for the movies alone that yeah. we discover. I that's mean, sometimes we watch some mainstream shit, but then we just find anything and watch it. It's such that's a fucking so great wild. Time.
This is my impression of Vin Diesel. Michelle, put that dick away and get back in the car. Michelle, put that dick away and get back in the car.
Vin, Michelle, I don't want to kiss you again.
Put that dick in the drawer and come back and get in the car. They're and both. We ain't doing those passion scenes. Yeah, I don't want no coronas from you. I don't want to take you up the steps. Put the dick away. Just get back in the car.
They both just got on their matching square-toed boots.
Oh, man. Both wearing wife beaters.
Oh, no. Yeah. Ah!
Pretty girls,
that
man. Couple
that
dresses
chick
alike.
Is Vin Diesel.
Yes!
I ain't never seen a dude head over heels in love with a chick that dressed just like it.
He got a leather jacket. She got a,
she got a leather jacket. He got a wife beater. She got two wife beaters on. One to press her titties down, and the other one to get the fuck out of here, man.
Like, what are they writing in there?
Yeah.
What is going on with this pen that y'all got? What's wrong with y'all pen?
Oh, my God.
That's so great.
The fuck?
She's a wild one, though, man.
Oh, man. You got another film?
Film? Not a film.
Give me one more Tubi to Tubi tube.
One more Tubi tubi. Oh, that was all
Tubi.
I had.
Oh, shit. That movie was so great, we talked about it later. That's yeah. why the assignment, you got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
made 10% it. Back. Yeah. Poor Sigourney. Yeah. Sigourney was in the movie, man.
You well, figures, that was the other thing. It was like an interesting kind of like a...
Sigourney was in it?
A Butch pass-off legacy.
Okay. This shit was so funny.
Because, you know, Sigourney, she's always been kind of tomboyish also.
Yeah, she's a wife beater wearer,
too. Right, so it was like her as like this guiding voice of like, I'm leaving you pebbles to figure... Like, it was weird of like, I'm handing the torch over to you, bitch.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, it didn't
oh, yeah,
work.
She was in an she was an alien, which had like one of the most badass...
yeah, she's always just been a tough woman.
Latina character. And Aliens, too.
Wait, is Sigourney Latina also? T would definitely have the pulse on that. Nah, Sigourney Weaver, she's not Latina, is she?
Nah, I'm talking about Aliens when they with James Cameron, and it's a Spanish woman with a red bandana.
Oh, yeah.
She's the most badass character I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And like, it's one of my
she
favorite.
She was in the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, she got killed.
Second movie? One.
Aliens, yeah. But I know you're talking about she was shooting the machine gun.
Yeah,
she kind of had like a little Rambo vibe going on with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the chick from Total Recall?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Spanish chick that helped Arnold get out.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Same vibe.
Yeah.
Well, the but black
remember,
curly
he,
hair.
Remember,
she was
he
tough,
requested
but you
her
to
like that. He requested her that way in the, when he went in for the thing.
Got
how do you like your women?
About Private Sporty. Vasquez?
Remember
yes.
that
yes. So.
Yeah, he did.
She Spanish or no?
Not in real life. No.
Oh.
Her name is Jeanette Goldstein.
Get point her out. Oh, her over here.
Wait, no. Because here go, don't it be a lot of Puerto Rican Jews, though? Ain't that a thing?
Wait, no.
Yeah, but they would still have Latino last names.
Wait,
oh,
because
you just
unless
assume it's
were,
the dude. You
no, no,
assume
no.
that the dude
there
is
there are
the...
Jews who live and and have raised their kids in Puerto Rico.
No, I hear what you're saying.
And there are Puerto Rican
no,
Jews.
I know what you're saying.
There's
you
a
think
difference.
A Jewish man can't pull a Puerto Rican woman.
That's not true.
Now we've seen West Side Story.
You think a Jewish man won't tunnel his way up to
wait, for
Spanish
real?
Harlem?
Yeah, yeah.
We got the right actress.
Yeah,
that's her.
Oh man,
yeah,
I thought
about
she was
that.
Hollywood is all lies.
Damn,
it's all lies.
Everyone in West Side Story except for
she playing
Rita
Chicano
Moreno
face
was white.
Chicano face. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, they put the mascara. That's why.
Scarface.
I was a baby.
White guy.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Wait, who's white?
We
and
get
Scarface?
No respect. What you mean, who's white and scarred?
That's so funny.
Al Pacino?
Remember Pacino?
That man is Spanish to me.
Remember Pacino?
That man
Al Pacino is Spanish to a whole lot of rappers.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that is a Spanish man, if you ask me. What?
The world.
I don't people. Even see Al Pacino. Tony is his own person.
That's Tony Montana right
Tony
there.
Tony is his own person.
Oh, man.
Fuck me, Tony.
Remember that part?
Fuck me, Tony.
That was weird.
Yeah.
When his sister was like, you ain't gonna let nobody else fuck.
I couldn't be a henchman.
That was wild.
That's where I could. What? That movie let me
know. Manolo got
killed. Remember when
he goes
in the scene. I don't know if you can find this scene, T. The scene. Can we play that? The scene from Scarface where he
Probably
comes
not.
He gets his sister. Will we get copywritten for that? Probably.
We would on YouTube. Yeah, we have.
There's
to
no way you people okay. have not seen this movie, but the scene where fucking Scarface shows up. Because his mom is like, I don't know. She moved. She ran off with her boyfriend. And he pops up, knocks on the door.
And Manolo,
answers the door in his bathrobe.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And his sister come out. She got her little silk robe on.
And she tying up.
And he kill his homie, right? He kill his homie. And then his friends, who, like, he had two henchmen with him.
Yeah.
And they just watched him kill Manolo. And now he's like, go get my sister and put her in the car. That's where, as a henchman, I got to be like, I can't do this. I'm not, like, I just watched you kill our homie, and now I'm supposed to go up here and grab your naked sister?
No.
Like, and remember, they get her in the car, and she's crying the whole way. Then they get to the house, and she's like, oh, no, there's a Tony house. And they got to, like, pick her up and be like, come on, you're going inside. Like, and then they come back and let Tony know, she's comfortable. She's sleep. Like, no, I'm not putting your naked sister to sleep because you killed her new husband. This is not a part of my job description.
Wait, did she get blown to bits?
She came to fight when she hit the fuck me Tony thing.
When she had a gun. She had to.
But people was already coming to kill Tony.
Yeah, and they just wiped her out on the way.
Yeah, shooting her.
But poor mom. The mom really suffered.
Yeah, yeah. But as a henchman, there's somewhere you got to draw the line, man. And I draw the line at carrying your naked sister.
You're a henchman.
Fuck that, man. Fuck that. You get your own sister, Tony.
Morale is not in the job description.
That's just, go get
you're
her.
You're a henchman. You don't have scruples.
She don't have clothes on. I'm not touching your sister, Tony. Go get your sister, man.
You blew up a village last week. Now you got more of
yeah.
But yeah, because that's your naked sister. And I see right. what you just did to Manolo.
Right.
So yeah, that I see both
sides. And she not going nowhere. Like, see, if we kill a small village, I'm not going to see them motherfuckers. Your sister, we taking her to your crib. She going to be here every day when I come to work now. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I really wish I didn't see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like this henchman with morals.
A henchman with morals is funny.
That is the scariest thing to me. That is my worst fear. Just somehow just becoming somebody's henchman. Just, you got him that time, boss.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
Gotta be the worst nightman in the world.
Working on it, boss. Coming right up, boss.
Yo, boss. You okay?
Yeah.
You good, boss?
Yeah, nah.
You hungry?
That. You hungry?
Even when I've had bosses,
they always ask like if they're hungry or not. Did you eat?
I'm like, what the fuck?
You got to keep your strength up, boss.
Come on, boss. You got to eat a sandwich.
It's your replacement mom.
Yeah, you're a fucking nanny with a gun.
Right. Where do you find men that care about you enough?
Boss.
To be like, all right, like, how do you interview for that? If I looked hungry, but I was angry. What would you do? Oh, that's a good one. Here's the thing. I carry almonds around in my knapsack just in so I would offer you.
Oh, I got to say this to you. Please don't ever put tuna in spaghetti again. Please don't ever do that. Please don't ever do that.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. You said it, and it blew my mind. And
yeah.
I was like, I saw you. Snigger I saw the Dave, clip.
Different,
like, nah,
nigga.
Dave. Dave,
yeah,
you
man.
Didn't do that.
I knew that was wrong. I knew that was wrong.
You knew that was wrong.
Yeah. I knew that was wrong.
All right.
Was it tuna in water or tuna in oil? It doesn't make a difference, but one is worse.
Yeah, man. And then you got tuna oil in your spaghetti sauce.
Tuna
Yo,
and
this
water.
Nigga is twisted.
It's tuna and water. I don't do the tuna and oil.
Snigger's twisted, bro. Yo, Dave twisted.
I really. All right. How far in the day?
Sauce.
Okay. Okay. Can you consume red sauce and tuna in the same day?
Yes, but you would have to fry the tuna. And like do some type of stir fry to make that go together. You put tomatoes on that, but I'm like, why?
But it's tomato sauce.
Exactly.
It's just not. No,
I was
nigga,
trying to
no.
make the tuna thicker, like heavier.
You got to put an egg and flour and make them into meatballs or something.
We didn't have that. For $6, you too can be a believer.
Oh,
that's all I'm
God.
Saying. For
oh my God,
a can of tomato sauce,
Dave,
some noodles,
tuna and spaghetti
all right,
is the worst shit I've ever heard of.
I'm gonna make some for the next show. I'm bringing it in a bowl.
Please don't do that. If you eat tuna and spaghetti on camera, I guarantee you everybody would pay to see it, and they're not going to believe it.
Remember, yeah. Remember when G. Depp said, I've been ready like fish and spaghetti, and we said, ew,
yes,
nigga.
We did. Meanwhile, Dave is doing it.
We all, collectively, as high school kids, was like, this is the worst verse I ever heard in my life. And this nigga over here eating... Yeah, fish and spaghetti. It's crazy,
like it's a tutorial.
Nah, nigga. This nigga's wild, bro. This nigga's G Dep.
Yeah, we on different.
How was your stomach the next day?
Who knows? I don't know. When you're eating like that, you don't really worry about those kinds
of
things.
Shout out to my nigga Dave. My nigga Dave and his struggles have checked. Like, I remember one time he was like, yo, Derek, just let you know. Don't ever eat a whole watermelon.
Whole watermelon.
You had a shit.
What?
And I was like, thanks for letting me know, man. He had all the fruit. He had no other food.
But it was like, I felt watermelon. The concept seemed good.
You were so
like,
hydrated.
269. Like, yeah, we'll so eat hydrated. Like a king. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing. You didn't,
had a watermelon
you didn't realize too much of something could be bad. Speaking of which.
Imagine.
Speaking of which. Derek, hold on. You were telling us about watermelon and lime juice? Or
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice? Yeah. Okay, so we did it wrong. We tried it this past weekend. Yeah. We had bought some watermelon slices and decided, let's get a lime and squeeze it.
Not lime. It's got to be lemon.
But I think here's the funny thing, right? So
what are y'all doing in y'all kitchen?
No, I saw an African dude on YouTube put lemon on a watermelon, and his African face lit up like it was the greatest shit ever. So I tried it, and I was like, oh, he might be onto something.
Oh, okay. You're listening to some African nigga, but not nigga, your homie?
It's fruit on
but
food.
But not your homie?
It's fruit with fruit. You putting two
African
with
niggas don't know shit about food.
What?
That is not their specialty. You got to figure out what country first. Don't talk to me about African cuisine.
There's going to be some angry.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Egan
is watermelon
right
even... is watermelon even growing in Africa? I know
fork.
Probably...
Watermelon grow in Newark.
They drops his fork.
Yeah,
he's nah, that nigga had no
watching
fork.
This like, what is this? What the fuck?
Wait. What did he say? What did he say? How dare you say that? How dare you?
Why you say we had no food?
Who is this man?
Let me wipe off my fingers. I need to wipe off my fingers and do something about it.
Watermelon is native to Africa.
This man knows nothing. Nothing. He's eating tuna because he is a fool. This is why. What time does Godfrey come on?
He's just waiting for Godfrey.
Show's done. Cut the show. You can't get funny in it. Say goodnight. Say fucking goodnight. Oh my God. That was all. What time does Godfrey come on? This is bullshit.
This is bullshit. No need for apologies.
This is why I trust Godfrey.
This is why I wear a sweatsuit with penny loafers. This is why I...
Oh, my God.
This is why.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and end this one out.
Jesus Christ.
So Gordon wild. Baker Bone, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
At Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. And please check out Drunk Black History shows this week. Oh, I mean, this February. We got one in Philly. Got one in New York. Check it out.
All right. Toto Tower, say goodbye, y'all.
Watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital exclusive YouTube channel. That's my show.
Nice. Plug it.
Mm-hmm. Follow me on Instagram. I have a Valentine's Day dating comedy show coming up called Two Stone for Love. Nice. We're going to be playing a game show like The Love Connection. So come out New York City, February 14th at 7 o'clock.
Where is it?
At this place called Work and Roll. It's on West 25th Street between
I think 7 I know
and
that.
6.
Okay.
I know that place.
So we're
making it's a cannabis compliant show, so you can smoke inside. We're giving away edibles. We're giving away free drinks.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. Let's slow this line up, man. All right, Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right. Weird plugs. Blue Bloods premieres February 16th.
Nice.
So I'm in episode 3.
Nice.
So now... Every Friday, so 3 Fridays from February 16th, my new episode of Blue Bloods comes out, and I'm on Hulu now because they put Will and Grace back on it. So now I'm on Hulu and CBS. Nice. So now you got something to do. Great.
So make sure y'all start buying them tickets to come and see us live before they cost too much more.
Because you got to understand, I've been doing this 20 years, man. So when we finally get on, woo, man, I'm charging.
So please go to the Linktree or NNFA, see when we are in your city. New cities added, Philadelphia,
are we charging?
Minnesota added. I know there was something else early in February. Oh, no, no. I'm here in the city, but a lot of stuff got added onto the city in February. So, yeah, check that out. Follow me on social media at I'm Dave Temple. Please follow the podcast at NNFA Podcast on all social media platforms. Thank you, everyone who has followed and subscribed. Leave us a comment. Love you guys. No Need for Apologies. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.